Plans have been announced for DMX's memorial services. On Saturday, 4 p.m., there will be a celebration at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. That's this Saturday. And then on this Sunday, there are plans for a homegoing celebration that will start at 2:30 p.m., though both events are only open to close friends and family. Fans can watch via live stream. Sunday's homegoing celebration will air on BET, and the celebration of life will stream through DMX's YouTube channel. So there you go. Wow. Yeah.
Rest in peace, wow. X.
Yeah. Yes. Rest
in peace. Too soon. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way too soon. Definitely.
Never be rest another DMX.
Mm-hmm. No. For sure. Legend.
All right, on a lighter note, we're going to switch gears here and say congratulations to LeVar Burton, guys. Jeopardy released a list of guest hosts that'll be finishing out this season, LeVar Burton's was in that number. And as we told you, LeVar was an early fan favorite to take the late Alex Trebek's place on the game show. They even started a petition that got over 247,000 signatures. So really good for him. He joins Robin Roberts, George Stephanopoulos, Joe Buck, Anderson Cooper, all taking turns at the podium, and you can look for his stint to run from July 26th through the 30th. So congratulations. Right.
Mayweather didn't make the cut.
Floyd Mayweather didn't make it because everybody has to be able to read.
I didn't say he couldn't read.
I said, did he make the cut? That was Junior.
Floyd gonna whoop y'all ass. Y'all keep
on. I don't care. What?
Keep on, what? Floyd. Y'all gonna bring Floyd out of retirement. Keep on.
I don't box. And if you hit me, it's assault. I don't care.
If you hit me, I'll sue.
If he hits you, you're gonna be making it rain the next night.
So I look forward to that. Again, those dates for LeVar Burton to host Jeopardy will be July 26th through the 30th. And they're still trying to get him to become the permanent host. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm rooting for that.
Yeah, I
did
like to see that.
Aaron Rodgers. I watched him a few days. He was pretty cool with it.
Yeah, he was real kind of laid back. Yeah, I liked Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm.
Anderson's good at everything.
Yeah, he's good at everything. He is.
Yeah. Yeah, but come on, LeVar, make that permanent role.
Yes. Huh?
If I was white, that's the hair I would want, what Anderson got right there. That hair is butter.
The silver fox. The silver fox.
Because you're black and you don't have any.
Exactly.
That is some nice hair, man.
Yeah.
Anderson got some smooth hair, partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why they call him the Silver Fox. Yeah.
Silver Fox.
For
so
sure.
So tonight, nephew, ready to love, huh?
Boy!
Friday night.
Rested to love. If my grandmama here, ooh, my baby on Rested to Love. Ready to Love is tonight on the old network, 9/8 Central. You don't want to miss it. Hosted by yours truly. It's getting juicy. You know, this is episode number 4. So we getting in there. So you can still try to figure out who you think is going to make it to the end. That's my job I give to you. Figure out who you think will make it to the end and who will they wind up with. Three couples now. Who are the three that will match up? Try to match it up before we get to episode number 10.
All right. Okay. And congratulations again.
Joel is a favorite. He's a favorite.
Hey, guys, we'll talk about this a little later. Right now, we got to get to Miss Ann, Jay.
All right, everybody, it's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thanks, Jay. With Derek Chauvin convicted of all charges in the murder of George Floyd, only a few miles away from Minneapolis yesterday, another black man, 20-year-old Dante Wright, was funeralized. Civil rights attorney at war Benjamin Crump spoke to the many, many mourners.
It is the right thing to do to stand up for our children. It is the right thing to do to speak up for our children. It is the right thing to do to fight for our children. Because if we don't fight for our children, we can't expect nobody else to fight for our children like us.
Dante Wright was shot dead last week by a white female officer who has since resigned, a 26-year veteran named Kim Potter, who says she meant to tase him but pulled out her service revolver instead, even though a taser is like 8 ounces and a service revolver is 2 pounds. Potter's been charged with second-degree manslaughter. Get this, Republican candidate for governor of Virginia says the Derek Chauvin guilty verdict made her sick. State Senator Amanda Freeman Chase calls herself Trump in heels, and she's spouting the same excuse that all the other conservative and right-wing pundits are using, that the jurors were somehow forced or afraid not to convict Chauvin out of fear of causing riots if they didn't. But, of course, she wasn't in that jury room. However, alternate juror Lisa Christensen was and has spoken to CBS News about it. She says after seeing the videos and hearing the testimony, she would have voted to convict Chauvin, too, if she had the chance.
It was emotional. I think my eyes teared up a couple of times, so especially seeing it from different angles and things.
She says she never understood how police interacting with George Floyd over just a $20 bill should have resulted in his death. Meanwhile, the Capitol Hill legislators working on a compromised George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Under the rework measure, police officers could be sued with damages awarded for violating people's constitutional rights, while also limiting the qualified immunity protections that they now enjoy. Chokeholds would be banned, and a national database would be put together detailing police misconduct. House Democrats passed a measure yesterday that would make Washington, D.C. a state, but it doesn't have a positive future. The bill would need 10 Republicans to go along, and that's doubtful. GOP thinks, apparently, according to critics, that a huge black population would be just not sending any Republicans to the Hill. So it's about politics. And then sad news.
So just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
Yeah, TMZ reports that Shock G, the Humpty Hump guy from Digital Underground, has passed. Shock G, who wore the big hat and the glasses and the fake nose, was 57 years old. No word of cause of death. Sad news about Shock G. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.